Well, good afternoon. It is Mark Wigmore here with the Oasis on the New Classical FM. And as promised, I have wandered about 60 feet from our master control studios, and we find ourselves in Zoomer Hall, live from the Zoomerplex in Toronto's West End. And this is our sparkling live performance space. What a treat we have for you. You've likely heard of the International Chopin Piano Competition in Poland. Being a part of that event is as big as it gets for an aspiring concert pianist. Montreal's own Bruce Liu became the first Canadian to win the competition in 2021. A star was born. Here in the GTA, the Canadian Chopin Society puts on its own competition, which just took place a few months ago at the Royal Conservatory of Music with a final performance at Kerner Hall. The three top winners of the Canadian Chopin Piano Competition have been automatically admitted to the preliminary round of the international version. A grand total of five Canadians are on their way to Warsaw. That important stage begins in just under 2 weeks, April 23rd. The winner of the third prize at the Canadian Chopin Piano Competition is with us this afternoon. It is Eric Guo. Eric has now returned to Toronto after winning fifth place at the Long Thibaud Competition in Paris just a couple of weeks ago. He has been awarded prestigious scholarships and just obtained a Bachelor of Music in Piano Performance with honors at the Glenn Gould School at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. He's performed around the world, including with your Toronto Symphony Orchestra, the Royal Philharmonic. He's been mentored by names like Emmanuel Ax, Jeremy Dank, Maria Joao Pires, and Stuart Goodyear. Also joining us this afternoon is Janet Lipinski, the artistic director and president with the Canadian Chopin Society. So it's all about Chopin this afternoon. This young man is on his way to the International Chopin Competition in just a couple weeks. It is Eric Guo, live from Zoomer Hall on the New Classical FM. Eric Guo in performance with Chopin and an etude right there. He was the third prize winner at the Canadian Chopin Piano Competition earlier this year. He's on his way to the international competition later this month. Just sparkling. My name is Mark Wigmore, and live from Zoomer Hall with Eric and our grand piano, which we just heard, the Oasis on the New Classical FM. We're also joined by Dr. Janet Lipinski, president and artistic director of the Canadian Chopin Society. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to be with you. Janet, remind me about the Canadian competition. You were here to give us a preview back earlier in the year. It's now happened. Tell us about this event.
Well, we held the 6th Canadian Chopin competition at the Royal Conservatory in January of this year. We had a wonderful turnout of pianists who had applied in 3 divisions, junior, intermediate, and senior. Of course, the senior division are the ones who are aiming to compete in the international competition. We had just a wonderful pool of competitors and 3 really outstanding pianists in the top 3 positions who are now preparing for the preliminary round of the international competition.
Unbelievable. We're going to get to some details about how people can participate in that in just a few moments, give some information. But Eric, you've accomplished so much already. Tell us about what it meant to be one of the top 3 here in Canada and now to go to the international competition in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's of course quite an honor to be part of this journey, to be the top 3 prize winners in the Canadian Chopin competition and to represent Canada to the big international Chopin competition in Warsaw. It's a huge responsibility to prepare well, to give our best shot, as we say. Of course, not for the sake of the mindset of trying to conquer or, you know, win the competition, but to be our best.
It's funny, Eric, I was watching the Golf Masters yesterday and a lot of the golfers were saying the same thing. You can't sit there and worry about winning. You just have to be in your own lane and compete and try and enjoy yourself as best you can. You've been in that hall before too, right?
Yes.
In Warsaw.
Yeah.
And so you'll be in there again. Have you chosen what your repertoire is going to be? Do you choose far ahead of time or how does that work?
Yes. Actually, we're allowed to change our repertoire a month before or 2 months before. It's a choice of, you know, nocturnes and mazurkas, etudes.
That's right. They want to hear a variety of the Chopin material.
Yes.
We're so excited to follow along with what happens in Poland in the weeks to come. And it is Eric Gould, live from Zoomer Hall on the New Classical FM, celebrating his travels to Warsaw in late April to perform at the International Chopin Piano Competition. Let's hear another etude, the music of Frédéric Chopin, in performance here on the New Classical FM. Like Raindrops and another Chopin etude. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM, live from Zoomer Hall here this afternoon. My name is Mark Wigmore. What a treat. Our very own preview of the International Chopin Piano Competition. The preliminary round begins in just under 2 weeks in Warsaw. Names like Charles-Richard Amelin, a finalist there, Bruce Liu, the Canadian who won the competition in 2021. Other names, look at these, Seongjin Cho, Yundi, Martha Argerich, Christian Zimmermann, Rafael Blachatz, and Maurizio Pollini have all been winners. Canadian Eric Gould is the 3rd prize winner at the Canadian Chopin Piano Competition earlier this year, and he's on his way to the international version. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you, Mark. It's an honor.
Tell us how you decide on the repertoire to compete with, and then maybe how you approach it to stand out.
That's always a difficulty, to stand out, but not also for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
Individuality and personality is crucial in a sense, but at the same time, choose wisely the repertoire. You know, you don't want to be overtly virtuosic.
Sure.
But we also want the depth and profoundness of the late Chopin, let's say. That's, you know, that's very philosophical and transcendent. That balance is, you know, that equilibrium of that.
At the end of the day, they are looking for raw skill too, right?
Yeah,
the technicality.
Yeah, yeah. Juries are always, they want to know your ability of, you know, the facility of the piano. That blend is very essential.
Yeah, we want to hear the technicality. We want to hear the personality. And joining us once again as well, Dr. Janet Lipinski, President, Artistic Director of the Canadian Chopin Society. You've been to the international competition. You saw Bruce win it in 2021. That must be quite an experience to be there.
It really is. And I've been fortunate to have been there several times. I haven't missed one in the last 20 years.
Wow.
And I'm really looking forward to, in the next couple of weeks, and heading over there to hear the preliminary round, because it's so exciting to hear pianists who are in the early stages of their journey and to hear them in the preliminary round, and then look forward to hearing some of them again in October. There's 171 pianists from 28 countries participating in the preliminary round.
It reminds me a little bit of the Soccer World Cup, because yes, it's fun to be watching the finals. You've seen all those players at that point. But at the beginning, it's that wonderful celebration of that the whole world has arrived and you've got all this talent, and it's a little bit like that, right? At these preliminary stages?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't envy the jury having to having to narrow that number down for the actual competition in October, because typically they all play very well.
Of course. There's a lot of winners there. So the Canadian Chopin Society is instrumental not only in helping these Canadians arrive and be able to perform as part of this competition, but if people are wanting to follow along, the website is a great place to go, right?
Absolutely. Our website, CanadianChopinSociety.ca.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember. Yeah. We'll be keeping everyone up to date. We'll have the schedule posted. We'll have links to watch the live stream, because it will be live streamed. Eric will be playing on the 29th at 10 a.m. there, which means you have to be really dedicated to get up in time to hear him here very early in the morning. But you can, of course, access the videos afterwards. So please come to our website for the updates and
maybe
details
we'll catch a glimpse of you there in that audience watching.
I'll try to hold up a sign or something.
Incredible. Dr. Janet Lipinski, it's always a treat to have you here. And congratulations on putting this all together and helping all these Canadians arrive at some of their dreams. President, Artistic Director with the Canadian Chopin Society. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Eric, we've got one more piece and you've chosen a scherzo. So another busy piece from Chopin. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a terribly well-known piece, of course, and it's challenging in every sense, and musically and technically, which Chopin himself said the first few notes, it unlocks the whole piece.
We are going to listen to one more piece of music live from Zoomer Hall. It is the third prize winner at the Canadian Chopin Piano Competition, on his way to Warsaw later this month. It is Eric Guo, and let's listen once again to Chopin Scherzo number 2. Just absolutely marvelous here live from Zoomer Hall, the Chopin Scherzo number 2. What a performance. And you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. It is Canadian Eric Guo, the third prize winner at the Canadian Chopin competition earlier this year. And as you can hear, he's on his way to the international competition later this month in Warsaw. More, all the details, how you can watch, how you can take part at CanadianChopinSociety.ca and the international competition round 1 beginning April 23rd. Very exciting. We've got more music to come right here on the program as we head back to the Classical FM Master Control. First, though, a check on the commute.